CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Welcome to the second half of episode 5 in the 2026 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, a feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the third act of the hour, Bells Larson's Blurring Time. The tune is Questions.
Why do you cry every on your birthday? Growing pains, do you not know what to say? Do you start to spiral when you think of aging? Will you take off your armor and is the fight worth the pain? Why do you think you ought to make up for lost time? Speaking rhymes, you give yourself away. Why does Nana call me when she hears you on the radio? Vivid and visceral, I sing your songs like an oath. I'm doing so much better than I was this time last year. But tell me, objects and mirrors are closer than they appear. But I know you feel far. Do you believe in God when you ride in airplanes? Do you stop believing once you know you won't die? Find inspiration, has it always come easy? Do you pepper your poems with two truths and a lie? I'm doing so much better than I was this time last year. But tell me how you are. They say objects and mirrors are closer than they appear. But I know you feel far. How many photos have you taken of the you, and will you visit her soon? Why don't you ever ask me any questions? Do you feel you still know me now that I started anew? I'm doing so much better than I was this time last year. But tell me, they say objects and mirrors are closer than they appear. But I know you feel far.
That was Questions from Bells Larson's Blurring Time. I would like to feature DSFU Relief's hockey at this time. On January 31st, the BCIHL Reliefs confronted the Logan Lake Miners at Logan Lake Recreation Center, where the puck drop was at 7 p.m. SFU opened the scoring 8:04 into the game, as RJ Dickey scored his second on the Logan Lake starter, Matthew Entz. But the Miners tied the game late in period one, as Lyndon Robertson scored his second on the Red Leaf starter, John Aiden. Let me take a look when the game was. Let me take a look at the time. Sorry about this. Logan Lake tied a game with 2:31 left in the first on Lyndon Robertson's second on John Aiden, who faced 12 of 13 shots in the first. Who saved 12 of 13 shots in the first, as Logan Lake outshot SFU 13-9 in the first 20 minutes. The Miners went ahead just 20 seconds into period 2 on Jordan Lario's 5th and doubled their lead on the Red Leafs late in period 2 on Braden Hoos's 2nd at 12:38 as SFU trailed Logan Lake 3-1 after 2 periods. And the Red Leafs were outshot by the Miners 28-20 after 40 minutes. SFU earned their second power play opportunity in the third at 6:52 on boarding from Logan Lake's Aiden Turner, and Tyler Belchin scored his first on Kenneth Enns at 8:14 as the Red Leafs trimmed their deficit to 1 against the Miners. That was as close as SFU got, as they were shaded by Logan Lake 3-2. The Red Leafs were led by RJ Dickey, Tyler Belchin with a goal each, and the backstop, John Aiden, made 28 saves on 31 shots. The Miners were led by Talon Zuckel with 2 assists, while Matthew Entz made 27 saves for the win at Logan Lake Recreation Center on January 31st, 2026.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Here are the current BCIHL standings. The Vancouver Island University are the runaway first at 15-2-1, 31 points. 2 points for a win with 1 point for an OT or a shootout loss. Then there is a huge drop-off in the point parade, with University of Victoria at 9-6-1, 19 points for second. The Logan Lake Miners are 6-5-2 for 14 points for third. The Okanagan Lakers, 4th, 6-9-1 for 13 points. Then there is another point drop-off, as SFU are dead last at 3-12, 6 points.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started, so I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. as this station is run almost entirely by volunteers. You have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
Welcome back. The fourth band is Marianne Bulow's The Committee with Ask You to Choose.
Just make a move. probably ask you to choose.
Now I'd like to talk about the latest on the Surrey Police transition at this time. On January 26th, the Surrey Mayor, Brenda Locke, presented a motion to the Surrey Council calling the federal government to declare a state of emergency to combat extortion crisis happening across Canada, and the motion passed unanimously. Locke's motion includes the following. Appoint a commissioner for extortion violations across Canada. Immediately send more federal RCMP officers, federal organized crime units, intelligence sources to Surrey. Federal RCMP heading the Federal Provincial Municipal Task Force to quickly respond to violence and accelerate removal of non-citizens charged, convicted of extortion, firearms violations, and any other extortion-related actions, among others. On January 28th, the BC Premier David Eby, who was in Ottawa, announced that the federal government will send 20 additional officers and a helicopter to combat extortions in Surrey after a meeting with the federal safety minister, Gary Anandasangari, as the Prime Minister, Mark Carney, agreed to provide more federal resources to Surrey. The BC Premier, David Eby, also said there will be a national summit on extortions in BC. On January 29th, the SPS released a video on their Facebook page warning non-citizens who commit extortion crimes will be at great risks as the SPS is working with the CBSA and other law enforcement partners, and some have already been removed from Canada. People with knowledge need to call the tip line 236-485-5149 with up to $250,000 in rewards as Surrey is approaching 40 suspected extortion cases in 2026 with the latest update tomorrow. As for the latest numbers on the Surrey Police Service, I don't think there have been any changes in terms of personnel. Let me take a look. There hasn't been any update since the last one, I think around the middle of last month. 627 sworn police officers, 129 females, 498 males, 280 visible minorities, 22 indigenous, and 498 civilian employees.
A Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Prime Minister and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be. Featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee, Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
The fifth group is Joshua Banks' Parasayo. Here is Nature Boy. Thank you. thank you for listening to episode 5 of the Steve Chong Show. In 2026, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 11, it's Julian Taylor's Jukebox. Now to the last tune before 11, it's 9 Million's self-titled album, Forever Sweet Same. Forever Sweet Sweet Same.
My name is Lowell, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser Campus Radio.
Would you give me a beat?
CJSF 90.1 FM is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University, located on Burnaby Mountain in BC, Canada. CJSF 90.1 FM, diverse, independent, yours. Check us out on SoundCloud or at cjsf.ca.